Greetings, little friends. There's something about the insect world that really bugs me. It's enough to make your skin crawl. Stop it! That tickles! Maybe I'm just itching to tell you today's spine-tingling tale. I call it the pillow.
There was a young girl named Alicia who moved with her parents to a new town. They rented a big old house that was completely furnished. Alicia slept in the downstairs while her parents slept in the upstairs. After they'd been living there for a few weeks, Alicia's parents noticed that she was growing very thin. As the days went on, her health seemed to get worse and worse and worse. Then the poor girl, she came down with a mysterious illness, was confined to her bed. The doctor came to examine her and told her parents that she was suffering from anemia. All she needed was some rest, he said, and soon she'd be good as new. However, despite what the doctor said, Alicia's condition continued to get worse and worse and worse. Her skin was gray and her cheeks were sunken, and there was dark circles around her eyes. Her parents were distraught and had no idea what to do. While Alicia slept in her bed, her mother and father paced back and forth restlessly, wondering what could be the cause of her mysterious illness. Day by day, and hour by hour, the poor girl grew worse and worse. She was so sick she could barely move. Alicia was fading fast, and the life was dwindling from her veins. She was deathly pale, and her body shriveled and wilted. She started to have strange visions, and she began screaming out in terror. Finally, Alicia lost consciousness. And she died. Her parents were heartbroken. They had a funeral service and buried her beloved daughter in the town cemetery. The day after the funeral, Alicia's mother was stripping the sheets off her daughter's bed when she noticed something on the pillow. There were two red stains in the white material. When she picked up the pillow, she noticed it was unusually heavy, so she called her husband to come take a look at it. As the parents examined the pillow closely, the mother suddenly let out a scream. She felt something moving inside. The father fetched a knife and slid open the pillow, emptying feathers out all over the floor. As the parents watched in horror, something crawled out of the pile of feathers, slowly moving its hairy legs. It was a monstrous black spider, so swollen with blood they could hardly make out its mouth. Night after night after night, as Alicia laid in her bed, this hairy abomination had been slowly sucking all the blood from her body, and slowly draining her life away.
Well, that was a creepy crawly story, wasn't it? I guess at least his doctor should have used WebMD to search for her symptoms. What's red and dangerous? Strawberry and tarantula jelly? Until next time, kiddos, good night, and don't let the bed bugs bite.